My dear fellow human beings, welcome to ET First Contact Radio. Your host is speaking here, I'm Martin Horst from the Netherlands, and we are all connected on this internet radio station through love. And my guest today is Judy Satori. She is a spiritual channel and lecturer, and she is in contact with the star beings for many decades now. She has a beautiful message for mankind. We are just waiting for her to come online as she was coming from a flight from India. So I hope she will make it on time. We are waiting for her. Her husband Tim has sent me a part of her book, Sunshine Before Dawn. And I'm going to read just a part of it, a paragraph that you will like very much. And I can recommend you to buy this book. It's on Amazon, Sunshine Before the Dawn from Judy Satori. And this is on page 12. And it's a very beautiful section that I like very much. Here we go. This is a story of human evolution. It is also a story of love. Do not be afraid. You were once the same as us. And the stars were once your home. We are soon to come in great numbers to the earth, to walk among the people of the earth. And you must have no fear, for we come in peace. We are of love. We were created as you were, in the image of God, the Father, Mother, Creator of all. We are united in oneness with you. We tell you this story to prepare all the people of the earth so that when we come, you will understand and you will be ready. This is, you know, a message of so much love and hope. And I have the impression that the 21st tomorrow will be the moment that the quarantine will be lifted from the earth and will be open to visits from all those star nations. And as you have seen on YouTube, her video, Judy Satori's video about star people and the 21st, has been watched over 400,000 times already. It's going very fast. It's amazing how many people are viewing this. Even in 1 week, over 300,000 views. Amazing. It was uploaded on the 11th of December. So we are now at the dawn for the great shift that was prophesied by the Mayans and other cultures, and also by the star people, because the Mayan calendar was in fact derived from knowledge from the Pleiades, and this calendar system is so unique because it's not just one alignment. It's in many. There are many alignments. The Earth going around the Sun, the run rotating around Alcyone, the brightest star in the Pleiades star system, and this system also returning around Sirius, and Sirius turning around the center of the galaxy, and there's a cycle from 5,200 years, there's a cycle from 26,920 years, and there's a cycle from 255 million years, and they all coincide on the 21st. It's the beginning of the new age, it's the beginning of love and plenty for humanity. Beautiful message from this information is mostly coming from Judy Satori and others. And I must say that most messages that I read, they all more or less resonate with the same information. A message of hope and love for humanity. And many wise channels have said that this time will be different after the 21st or during the 21st. And I must say that in the Netherlands, it's already 10 o'clock in the evening, and it's 2 hours to go until midnight. And I must say, I'm feeling excited. I feel the energy coming in. It's beautiful. And here we go. Judy Satori is coming online. Beautiful. So my friend is coming to add her. My friend Donald from BBS. He's a wonderful guy. I love you, Donald. And Judy is coming online now. So we are waiting for her.
Judy will be here in about 2 seconds, okay?
Thank you, Tim. Yes, this is Tim, her husband, speaking. Hello, Tim. Yeah, we started just 9 minutes ago. Don't worry. I was just reading a section from the book from Judy, Sunshine Before the Dawn. Thank you for sending it to me. I've read most of it. It's really beautiful and hopeful message.
Okay, well, Judy, we just walked in 5 minutes ago, and she's just getting ready for a long conversation.
That's here wonderful.
Here she is right now.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Tim.
Martin?
Hello, Judy. Welcome to the show. Welcome to ET First Contact Radio.
Thank you very much, Martin. It's wonderful to be talking to you today and to your listeners. I'm very excited.
And so very am I.
Very happy to be on the show.
I'm very happy to have you.
Thank you. And as Tim said, I've just got off the plane, and about 15 hours or so ago, I was flying almost over the Netherlands. So I felt very close to all of you.
Oh, wonderful. Well, we have listeners from all over the world, so don't worry. But I was thinking about you very strongly when you was flying, and your love energy. So I hope the flight was all right for you.
Yes, it was fine, thank you. Very good. And so I'm very all ready to talk, and I'm just so just please ask whatever questions you want to ask, and I'll just be open and say whatever comes through. Because I just, as you know, I'm a channel, and so whatever spirit the Star Nations wish to say through me is what I will say.
Yes. Well, we are at the dawn, actually, that you wrote in your book, Sunshine Before the Dawn.
Yeah.
I loved reading it, and I had sometimes tears in my eyes because it's like a romantic story. The lady from Sirius that's not able to be with this guy from...
Ira.
yes, it's beautiful. Judy, do you know that the video that was posted by Envisions TV has been watched over 400,000 times already in less than 9 days?
Well, I didn't know that. Last time I heard it was 140,000, so I'm really delighted about that. And the Envision TV is actually my son, Richard. He filmed that. He
really? Created, okay.
Yes, he did it.
Well, he's very talented, you must tell him. I'm impressed by the video.
I will. Thank you. He's in New Zealand.
Yes, I understand that. Yes, I saw that. So, Judy, we are now only a couple of hours away from the great shift of the ages.
Yes.
And I have seen your video maybe a couple of times because I just love it. What are the star beings, or what is your impression, what are the star beings saying from this shift, and what can we expect?
Well, the shift is a pivotal point of change between an old way and a new way. Basically, it comes at the end of a 25,920-year cycle, or a great year, which is almost 26,000 years. We're at the end of four great ages, or four such cycles, and the beginning of a new fifth age. And this has been predicted by many ancient civilizations, among them the Mayans, and even the Hindu Mahabharata texts talk about a fifth great age of light, a golden age that Earth would enter into. And when I began working with spirit in this way as a channel 15 years ago, I was always prepared for doing something. And the something that I was prepared to do was to help to recalibrate the physical body of people and to clear karmic mayas and patterns. But most particularly, they told me to recode the DNA. And I wrote about this, Martin, in the book, which you probably read, when the man Alvin came to my home and beings came through at the time to give him an energy activation, star beings, and they told me that my job was to recode the DNA. I didn't know at the time, 15 years ago, what this meant, but now I totally understand that it's to bring through words of recreation. And when people hear the words of recreation, when these words of recreation, which are really energy, sound, and light, are received into their energy field, it creates change or a shift. Because it's all about activating the dormant potential that we all have within us, which is part of our DNA genetic code, our 12-strand DNA genetic code that we all have as human beings, because HU is a sound that means God. So human beings are really beings created in the image of God. We're really much more advanced than we might understand ourselves to be at this time. And the reason that the dormant DNA hasn't been able to be activated until now is because as beings, we are calibrated with the density of the Earth. We're calibrated to this vibration, which is Earth vibration. And in the third dimension, the Earth vibration has been a slower pulsating density. And the true potential of our DNA hasn't been able to be switched on or triggered or activated until the fifth dimensional, faster pulsating energy, which is also synonymous with peace, love, and unity, actually comes through. And this is what's happening now. This fifth dimensional energy is coming through to the Earth at this time of shift. And this time of shift is when the Earth aligns directly with the programming center of our galaxy, which is the galactic center. And this will spark a shift or a change in the electromagnetic entrainment between the Earth and the galactic center, thereby sparking a different energetic vibration between the two. There's other things as well, but that's the basis of it.
Yes, and you have very well explained that in your video. And I have read also that this 12-stranded DNA that will now be enabled by the fifth dimensional energy, a long time ago in your book, you wrote that there was a message from the star beings that there was a meeting, a council meeting.
Yes, there was. When I first, it was really interesting because When what happened, I'll just tell your listeners, they might not know. When I started to write this book, Sunshine Before the Dawn, it was only because I was sitting on the deck of our house, which is near a lake in upstate New York, and I saw an orb of light in the sky. This is going back 18 months or so, actually October 2010. And I began to feel, because I'm a channel, and I work with energy, I had strong energy vibrating in my throat, and I felt that the commander of the spaceship was talking to me. This light was stationary. It wasn't moving. It was very large. I felt it was a spaceship. And they said to me, in my mind, telepathically, we are to come to you soon. We are going to tell you a story that we want you to write it down and we want you to share it with others. So that was then. And then 6 months later, I started to write a story. Again, I got awoken at about 5 a.m. by a big light shining outside my window. And the same words came into my mind, get up, it's time to write the story. So I got up, I sat at the computer, and the first words that came into my mind and I wrote down on the computer were the dreamers. And I thought, the dreamers, that's interesting. And then the first words of the story were about the Galactic Council, and telling a story of a meeting that took place with the Galactic Council around 100,000 years ago on a star called Antares. And this is one of the royal stars in the sky. And the star, and on the star Antares, they met together to discuss a problem concerning Earth. And the problem was that the Earth beings at that time couldn't be advanced. They had lost their way. They didn't have that spark of God within them, which we call the pineal gland. And the pineal gland is like a crystalline chip, a crystal chip within our brain. Almost like a quartz crystal within a computer. And this crystalline gland is what allows us to be programmed or connected up with other dimensions of reality. Now, the Galactic Council and the Star Nations decided to create a new, more upgraded species for the Earth and bring the species to Earth so that the end of four great cycles of time, which is what's actually happening now, every person on the Earth would hold this more advanced DNA coding, this 12-strand DNA coding, which related to 12 dimensions of reality. And the 12 dimensions of reality relate to different star nations within our galaxy, such as Pleiades, which is our fourth dimensional, Sirius, Arcturus, Orion, the upper stars of Orion, Mintaka Orion, the place of the Elohim, Andromeda, and Lyra. And they, not only they, but others of the star nations, gave an aspect of their own DNA, like gifts, to this creation of the new human being. So you could quite rightly say that we are them and they are us.
Yes, they created us to look like them.
Yes, they did. They created us to look like them.
Yes, go ahead.
No, you go on, please.
Okay, well, just, you know, this lady from Sirius was departing from the council meeting, she was saying goodbye to her beloved soul, which she could not mate with because of the dimensional difference and the DNA difference.
Yep.
And one of the reasons from the Star Council to create us here on planet Earth, this species with potential 12-strand DNA, is so that after ascension, all star beings can intermingle.
That's correct. You see, after ascension, more of our 12-strand DNA human potential, that is God-given human potential, will be able to be activated in time. What I am being told by spirit, in time, human beings will be able to traverse through all 12 dimensions of reality, because the human being is the only being within this galaxy that is created to be able to live within all dimensions of this galaxy, only up until to incarnate within all dimensions of this galaxy. But up until now, only a small percentage of this potential DNA has been able to be activated. You know, mm-hmm. it's not complete with fifth dimensional activation, but this is an evolutionary progress and process that the Earth and the people of the Earth are going through. And it's really an extremely important and pivotal upgrade at this time.
Yes. And as you know, Judy, this show is called ET First Contact Radio.
Yes.
And I have just a personal question.
Sure.
I have had visions and dreams to interview people like yourself and others, like Mike Quincy, Sheldon Neidl. I'm doing it for over 2 years now. But after the star beings will arrive on Earth, I hope and I wish, but I have seen visions of it, that I will also interview Pleiadians, Sirians,
yes.
That my role is to disclose, to help to disclose the information from the star people, together with you and others. And I think that, is that vision true?
I totally agree with you. And I agree that those of us who understand about, we call them extraterrestrials, but we can also start to call them star beings. They're extraterrestrials, sure, because they don't live on the Earth, but they're really part of us and we're part of them. They're beings from the stars, and we all came from the stars to be here on Earth. We made an agreement to come here so that we could take into our own being, into our own soul's Akashic records, an understanding of what it feels like to be human, so that at this very important time on Earth, we can actually step forward and play our part. We also came to take into our own DNA, the human DNA. And in order to take on this DNA, you have to come to the Earth and become human.
Yes, indeed. And there is no separation.
No. You see, the whole thing that the Star Nations wanted to do, and it was demonstrated by the fact that the character Isaenia from Sirius could not mate with the man from Lyra, Mustenia. It was because their physical bodies couldn't exist for a very long time in the dimension in which the other was living. But the human genetic code that you have to come to the Earth to take on will be able to live, people with that genetic code will in the future, my understanding, be able to live within all 12 dimensions of reality as our physical bodies and as our energy systems adjust and adapt to this.
Yes, in fact, we have much more potential than we once thought. We thought that we were quite limited compared to the star beings, but in fact, we have an enormous potential.
We certainly do. And so when you say that you have dreams of interviewing star beings, I totally believe that that will be the case. I've also had a lot of premonition and understanding and feelings that part of my role is also to interpret for star beings, because I speak all the star languages. And
yes,
so I can understand Arcturian, I can understand Sirian, I can understand Lyra, and I can speak these languages.
Yes, I may ask you, and it will be very impressive for the listeners if you are willing to do it, to speak a bit of the star language for some time.
Of course.
You've done it in the video, and it's very impressive.
Oh, thank you. Well, what I actually quite like to do, because the star languages, the language of the stars, have different dialects, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
Most often when I speak the language of light or the language of the stars, it's to be used as coding. I'm doing some sort of coding. I'm reactivating the DNA, or I'm enlarging the energy fields, or I'm working to create the chakras so that they hold fifth-dimensional energy, or I'm clearing or transmuting distortion that is karmic distortion. That's most often what I'm doing. And, of course, that's not really translatable. That's just energy coding, energy words. When the language is translatable, I could say the same thing in the different language of the different star nations. So that's what I'd like to do now, so that you can see how the different languages of the stars are similar and yet they're different.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'd like to say, this is a blessing from the stars. And they're around me right now as I speak to you. And there's like little contingents of beings standing around me in this room. The first who want to speak to us are the Pleiadians. And so they're going to speak, and then I'll translate what they're going to say. Say, you are on the eve, you are on the cusp of great change. Understand that when you go through this change, you will feel the change within your body. It is not about interpreting the change with your mind. It is about feeling the change as energy, because the energy will spark a new beginning for your soul and for your physical being. Understand, they say, you know that we are of love. We came quite some time ago, maybe in the 90s is what I'm getting, to teach the people on earth about love and to show you that love is the way forward. So they say that we were the first to come to prepare you on earth, to show you the way. And we bless you, and we stand with you, and many people, they say, will resonate with this energy of Pleiades, because this is where you are from. When we talk, you will feel it in your heart. You will feel our energy if you resonate with us. So they're sort of bowing. I see them, and they're moving away. And now there's another group coming. And they're actually from Andromeda. And it's interesting, in the book, it talked about the Andromedans the Andromedans were giving an aspect of themselves which was quite special, because they looked very different to the physical human being on Earth, very different. And because of that, in their early times throughout this galaxy, they were often isolated and alone and ostracized, just like people on Earth who appear different to most others are often isolated and ostracized because of lack of understanding. And so in the early times, they were also treated in this way, with a certain degree of intolerance. And so they gave, as a gift to the people of the Earth, the ability to stand strong and to have courage and to be aligned with the truth of what we feel within our own being. And I'm sure those of you who are listening will understand what I'm talking about when I say that anyone who stands up for the truth of what they believe and is different to the mass consciousness, most people out there, often feels isolated and alone because of this situation. So this is what they want to bring through now. It's like a gift. It's like a blessing. It's like an activation of what they gave to the human being within their DNA, which was this gift of being able to stand strong. So this is not so much translatable language, but activation. This is like getting us all to stand like a strong tree. You know, the Kahu Shabran talks about standing tall, two trees standing tall together. And we all must stand separate and strong, but also together. So this is their gift to us, the Andromedans. And there's one more group that wants to talk to us now. Where are they from? They're from Lyra. They're Lyrans from 12th dimension Lyra. Their language is different. They're in a faster fading, more rarefied frequency of light, a more rarefied waveband of light. 12th dimension. These are their words to us.
Hello.
This is translatable, and it says this. We've come together to help you to create new visions for your reality. In the beginning, it was our, what they call spinning of the, weaving of the strands of dream time. You see, the lions were responsible for creating visions, creating energetic creation visions, and weaving certain light strands together or light bands together to create manifested, grounded outcomes for all of the star nations within these 12 dimensions of what's called the lower 12 dimensions of the lower heavens or the lower heavenly worlds. And what they are doing, even though we might not know this right now, is that they are there on Lyra, helping the Earth and the people of the Earth create new, strong, unified visions of peace and love and oneness, which are fifth-dimensional visions, and helping to anchor them on our planet. And there are those on the Earth who have come from Lyra to assist with this process, and they will feel the energy of Lyra, I'm quite sure, coming through them with these words. So there's these three star nations, three extraterrestrial star nations who are the same as us, really, together as one, but they have their differences and their specific vibrations have been brought through, just to demonstrate.
Beautiful. Thank you very much, star nations, and thank you, the Lyrians. Thank you, the Andromedans, and thank you, the Pleiadians.
Well, thank you, and I thank them also, because I know that all the people who are listening to this program totally understand that those from the stars are with us. They walk with us, they guide us, they support us, and they're part of us, really.
Yes, they are our family. Mm. So, around or on the 21st of December, they will come, and they will come in large numbers.
Yes, I don't think that that's the actual date that they're going to come. They haven't told me a specific date. They've said they will come in large numbers. Whether it's on the 21st, I doubt. I feel it will be when the consciousness, what I was told when I was in the plane today, actually, it's when the consciousness of the people are able to, the mass consciousness is able to welcome them a little bit more. They don't want to start a panic. They want the people who are on Earth who understand that they are coming to help to spread the word. And this is what the purpose of the video was, is to help to spread the word. And it's really great that 400,000 people have seen it, because the more people that see it and resonate with that message, the more we will be prepared. And the more that people who don't understand will not be afraid. The more people that understand and it becomes common knowledge and truth, accepted truth, the better. You see, and that was really why Spirit asked me to write the book, Sunshine Before the Dawn, because Sunshine Before the Dawn is the true story of why we're here on Earth. It's, every word was telepathically transmitted to me by higher dimensional beings of light. And when people read the story, they're actually coded. They feel the truth within their own being. Because it's one thing to say this is what's going to happen, but we only understand the truth of our being when we actually feel it ourselves. So this is what this book was designed to do, and to get a message out about the stars and about the fact we came from the stars, and to make it normal, to make it understood that, hey, these are people just like us. They happen to be living in a different place, in a different dimensional reality. But really, they have the same thoughts, feelings as us, because we are part of them and they're part of us.
Exactly, and it reads like a novel. It reads like an adventure, and you feel really close to the lady from Sirius and
Isayenya is me in past life, and
I felt that, you know, Judy.
Yeah,
I had the impression that it was you.
Well, I didn't know Isayenya's story until I started to write it, because every sentence in this book, I wrote down. I heard it in my head and I wrote it, but I didn't know what the next sentence would be from sentence to sentence. I had no idea that this would be a novel, a love story, and I had no idea that it had a plot until it evolved into having a plot. So it ended up to be an adventure story and a romance, and I totally feel, and I know, that Spirit brought it through like that so that people would read it. If it was a heavy-duty spiritual book, they wouldn't read it. So it needed to be a book that people would enjoy reading, like a fun book, which it is.
Yes.
And it's been coded because, you know, I have many people write to me and tell me that they either can't put the book down, or they go to sleep when they read it, like it knocks them out, or they cry uncontrollably, or they feel incredible joy. It affects them. I mean, you know, of course, in their unique and individual ways, because it helps us remember who we are, where we came from. It's got activation codes embedded in it energetically. Of that,
I felt very emotional also when reading it.
Yes. So that's what it's designed to do, of course, is wake people up.
Yes. Your husband Tim has sent it very kindly to me, and since then I was reading hours a day.
That's great.
I'm not a fast reader, but I'm a secure reader. I try to, what I read, I try to really live. So, like this, it comes into my being.
Yes. Well, I really like to meet you one day. I looking at your beautiful photo on the Skype, and I hope to get to meet you in person, Martin, when I come to the Netherlands one day. Thanks.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Yes, I had a feeling when you were talking that I was thinking two things. First of all, from the messages from different channels that I was reading, I thought there was a sequence. First disclosure, then first contact, and then ascension. But now I think there's another sequence. It's first ascension, then first contact, and then disclosure. So disclosure...
Yeah, I agree.
Uh-huh. And the second... The second thing I was imagining is that in the process of disclosure, which is the last phase to let the people know that the star beings are here and why they are here, we will play an important role, you and me and others, in bringing this information to the people, together with the star beings.
Yes. Well, you see, we probably have to bridge the gap, I would say, and and be like a bridge so that they can bring their messages to us. And also, I feel that the star beings will help the governments of this planet create a new social order for people on this planet. You know, the world is faced with many challenges, food, pollution, many, many different challenges face our planet. And the star beings have the technology and the knowledge to help us move through this time of change. And together in co-creation with them, and together in co-creation with the different nations on this earth, it's about creating a global oneness, a one world, really, one people, so that the one people of the earth might combine with the peoples of the galaxy and create one people within this galaxy. And this is why the human genetics, the human DNA was created, so that in time there would be one nation in this galaxy, one people, all holding the same genetic code. So, and it's not going to be in the next 50 to 100 years, obviously, but in hundreds of years or maybe thousands of years, the people of the earth will be able to live in all these other dimensions within these 12 dimensions of the lower heavenly world and intermarry with other beings, say on Sirius or Pleiades or Lyra, and bring this genetic code to other star civilizations. Because it's a very advanced genetic code. It's no mistake that there's junk DNA that scientists can't find any use for. Of course there's a use for it, it just hasn't been activated yet.
Yes. So the start of this fifth dimensional energy coming in will be at its peak on the 21st. So what can we expect from our emotional reactions or from our body when this energy will come in tomorrow?
Okay, well, here I am here in New York State at the moment, and it's 4:30 p.m. on the 20th. In other countries of the world, for example, New Zealand, it's already the 21st. The energy is going to come in at one time, all over the world, obviously, and it's already, I'm being told right now, already begun around 1 p.m. today. And it will continue to come in till about 1 a.m. This is New York time on the 21st. This tidal wave of energy that's coming in will bring the energies to such a point that the actual entrainment shifts, and the shift of the Earth will occur at the end of these 12 hours, which would, as they're telling me this right now, my guide, which would make it 1 a.m. New York East Coast time tomorrow morning. That's the 21st, wherever that is in the world. That would be the fulcrum point of change. And
yeah,
there's a 3-day period of integration, just like when Jesus Christ was in the tomb for 72 hours, 3 days. This was his ascension process. We're also going through this 3-day process of change, which is our ascension process. Now, their sensitive individuals will feel energy, I'm quite sure, coming through their body. Others on the planet won't notice a thing. It depends on how sensitized you are to the energy and how open your energy fields are to the energy that's coming in. Not everybody I do not feel that everybody will feel this. What my guides say to me, spirits say to me, is that for many people it will be a day like any other. But it's like, as we all know, when we have energy changes in the body, change always starts in the energy field of our own body. If we have disease beginning in the body or healing beginning in the body, it has to begin within the body's energy fields, within our minds, our consciousness. And this change, which is a definite and real change for the Earth, our mother, is happening. But it will take a while for us to understand that these changes have actually occurred.
Mm-hmm.
Not for us, for the sensitive people, it will be like immediate. But there's like a greater rush of energy through the body. You'll feel it. Also, joy, expansion, more feelings of surrender. Of not really being so worried about what is going to happen in the future, how things should be, what I should have done in the past, will I do this tomorrow? I've certainly been feeling this, and I know that many people who have written to me have also been feeling this. It's a feeling of increased happiness and peace.
I think that there will be
You there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, sorry, I thought I'd lost you.
Yes, I think there will be less weight on our shoulders, that we'll feel lifted after the 21st.
Exactly. And I think that's what I'm already feeling that now. I know the 3 days before the 21st, which is 18th, 19th and 20th, is like a prelude to this, like building to a peak, and then there's a consolidation period. The prelude period, 18th, 19th, and 20th, which is now coming to completion, could also well have brought up emotional or mental angst in people, as steep cellular memory got released. So this clearing experiences, they could have gone through some sort of clearing in the last 3 days also. But this is like a prelude to, as you say, the feeling of the weight is released off our shoulders, feeling more joy, more happiness, feeling better physically also. This is also a part of it because the faster pulsating energy of the fifth dimension will help to energize and heal our bodies.
Yes. You know, I have invited you to this show because I saw your video and I immediately contacted you and I was able to write with Tim, your husband.
Yes.
And I feel so excited about this because I have the feeling that you are bringing special energy to the listeners and even spreading to the internet with your energy.
Thank you.
I think it's beautiful.
Well, thank you, Martin. I really appreciate that. And I was first, I'll just tell you how I was first trained by spirit, because it happened, started happening to me 15 years ago when I learnt to channel and I connected with a being who told me his name was Balthazar, one of the three wise men or the three magi there at the birth of Jesus. I practiced channeling with Balthazar for a year, and then I started working with many other beings, the ascended masters, the angels, the archangels like Metatron, Melchizedek, Maitreya, all of those beings. And right at probably about 10 years ago, I started working with extraterrestrial beings or star nations. So it was all a very gradual progression for me. And I started speaking this language of light or the languages of light 10 years ago. It happened spontaneously at a spiritual convention called Convergence in Christchurch in New Zealand.
I've heard about it.
You've heard about it? And I had no idea about light language. I had no idea whatsoever. I'd also no idea when I was working in corporate public relations that I'd ever claimed to be working with extraterrestrials or star beings. In fact, I probably would have run a mile at the time. However, I absolutely know the truth of the energy that's coming through. And so I feel compelled, if I know the truth of my own being within my own heart, to share the truth of what I know.
Yes. Yes, it's beautiful. Judy, the time that we are going to live in 2013 will be the contact, and it's the most important event that I'm looking forward to. And I think it will bring such happiness and wonder for all of us.
I agree. I agree. You know, I've been in Hyderabad in India. And I spoke to people in the media there, and they reported that recently there were Indian troops in the border of Pakistan, and the soldiers were all standing there preparing to do battle, and above them appeared a whole line of spaceships. The soldiers were so bewildered, they just stood there, open mouthed, dropped their weapons, and just stood there. Now, she told me that that was actually not reported on the news because they didn't quite know how to ever report it. They didn't quite know how to, what to say. But she says it's absolute truth that this occurred. And so this is a forerunner of what we're going to see. You know, recently with the message that's in the video that you talk about that I made, it's on my website. The message was, we're coming soon. You will see our ships of light above your cities. No government will be able to deny that we are here because there will be too many of us. Like, you getting to the stage, you just can't hush this up. Nobody's going to be able to pretend that this is happening when it's happening above every major city on the planet. Now, I don't know whether it's going to happen above every major city on the planet, but I'm consistently getting told that the beings from the stars, from the star nations, are coming to assist us. When I was in the plane today, and I was flying above Poland, actually, towards Gdansk, and Holland would have been out on the left, but I was flying above Eastern Europe, above Europe. This is what they said to me to write down. They said, there are many of us who are coming soon. We're coming to assist with the integration of the energy transference of the Earth and the required adaptation that will need to be made within your societies. When we come, you will need to reconsider conditioned ideas about your reality and ways of being. It is necessary for us to explain to you now, to tell you that already believe, all the people that are listening, who are enlightened by this knowledge, that our primary motivation is to assist with the change in consciousness of all the Earth's people. It is a time of great joy, of homecoming. A tidal wave of light is flooding onto this planet Earth, and there is no going back. You are joining with us, beloved ones. You are coming home. Soon we will come to you, and you will see. As you have ears to hear and eyes to see, you will remember the truth of your own being demonstrated and manifested. Please do not expect our coming to remain unnoticed. We are coming in huge numbers, from many places and from many different star nations of this galaxy. And yet, although we are different and may seem so to your eyes, together we are one, as we were created in the oneness and image of the Creator God of this universe as you were. Also created in this image. Beloved ones, as the new octave of light expands around the Earth, and as the pulse rhythms of the Earth beat faster, you will be transformed, as if in an instant, into holding greater light within the cells and energy structures of your body. Go within to the love and the peace that you are, and allow this light that is of God to remodel and refashion you, so that your old self ceases to be, and a new self, a new physical and personal identity is born. And these are the words, these are creation words now, words of new creation. Here to help everybody listening, let go of old conditioned influences of mind and ways of being. It's also to recalibrate the energy system to hold the fifth dimensional vibration within the cells and the meridians, the meridian channels and the chakras and the energy fields of the body. I'm working here with the energy of the Archangel Metatron, the supreme articulator of the divine word of God, and his responsibility is to bring this energy, or the word, the new words of recreation, through and manifest or ground them into the earth plane. And they're just using my body as a channel to do this. There's also a great deal of appreciation for all those of you who are listening, who understand the truth and who stand for the truth and who aren't afraid to speak the truth and say what it is that you believe, because this is very important. The only way that everybody will understand that those who come from the stars come in love and they are part of God is if we all stand up together and unite and speak the truth.
Yes. Beautiful. I feel moved. I have no words left here. But in a couple of minutes, we have to sign off, my dear Judy. Yes, but I would like to propose you to keep in contact and to do another show in a few weeks.
I would love to do that. I'd be very much, very grateful, and I would really enjoy to do that, Martin.
Yes, and I have the feeling that the listeners, which I love very much, and if they are newcomers, welcome to ET First Contact Radio. I'm your host, speaking Martin Horst, and my guest was Judy Satori. She's a spiritual channel, and she wrote a beautiful book that I recommend you to read. You can find it on Amazon. Sunshine Before the Dawn.
It's. I just want to say it's not on Amazon yet, Martin. It will be in the new year, but people can purchase it from our website either as an ebook or a PDF or a hard copy book, which is mailed out free of charge or on Kindle. And they just go to www.thesoundoflight.com. I've also got a lot of free energy activations and a lot of free material there on the site as well that people might find helpful.
Yes. Thesoundoflight.com.
Yes, thesoundoflight.com, or you can just Google Judy Satori and you'll get to it.
Yes. Judy, my heart is thrilled and filled with joy for you having said those words from the star languages and from the star people. And I also want to thank the star people for being present during this show. And I'm looking forward to do another show with you in the near future.
That would be really great, Martin. And I wish you and all your listeners a very blessed, joyful, and wonderful birth, rebirth, along with the Earth in the next 24, 48 hours. Much love to all of you.
Yes, so it will be, Judy. Namaste and love and light.
Namaste to you also. Blessing. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.